The Lord be with you.
A
reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. And the second is this: You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." The scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher, you are right in saying, 'He is one, and there is no other than He.' And to love Him with all your heart, and with your understanding, and with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself, is worth more than all the burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he had answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord.
We want God. We want God. This is what the people of Poland said with loud voices on the occasion of the first visit of Pope John Paul II, right after he was elected Pope. He came to his native country, Poland, and he was standing outdoors, thousands and thousands of people all around him. He was trying to speak to them about the love of God, and they wouldn't stop crying out, "We want God." To live for God and to seek His love. This is the most basic just purpose of our faith. If you were to think in your mind, in your memory, of a time where you could say, "God is loving me right now," could you remember that? Not a time where you loved God, that tends to be easier. But when you can recognize, "I'm being loved fully by God." This is the most basic pursuit and need of the human heart, to be loved and to be loved by God. When we love God, when we receive love, then we can be sure that it's the result of Jesus already loving us, already pouring grace into our hearts, minds, and souls. The desire for God comes from God's eternal desire for us. Jesus loves us and shows us the eternal love of the Father. He pours out the eternal love of the Holy Spirit into our souls. Jesus is love, and from the love that He gives us, we are made whole, complete. So, in this truth, St. Paul, at least this weekend, we hear from St. Paul speaking to us about the priesthood, the power of the priesthood. St. John Vianney said that the priesthood is the love of the heart of Jesus. The priesthood of Jesus is the work of helping people encounter this great and awesome and eternal love of God. The priest invites us with the words of Jesus, "Follow me. Follow me into the mysteries of our redemption. Follow me into the mystery of Christ's passion, death, and resurrection. Follow me as I celebrate on this altar the great Mass, the Holy Mass. The priest stands before this altar of God for us, for our salvation. So what is the love of God all about, and what is the love of the priesthood? I've had a lot of interesting and powerful experiences as a priest. Some of them were full of great love and joy. Some of them were sad experiences. There's been suffering, even, as a priest, with the parishes that I was at, with persons that I was with, in my own personal life. I have anointed so many people, preparing them for death. I've baptized hundreds of babies, children, and adults. I've witnessed so many marriages, blessed so many families. I've heard thousands upon thousands of confessions. After 16 years, I can say that I still love being a priest. I love to celebrate the Mass like it was my first Mass. And this is a prayer I pray. I pray, hopefully, that I can celebrate the Mass as if it was my first, my last, and my only Mass. When young men think about the priesthood, I think, at least in my experience over the years, and even when I think about my own discernment, I think they usually go right to the thought of, what am I giving up? If I become a priest, I'm going to be giving up a lot of things. But I would have to encourage you, and I hope you would encourage others, to think about what you're receiving. Because the priesthood is a great gift from God. I've received, in 16 years, infinitely more than I've ever given up. Mothers and fathers, grandmothers, grandfathers, aunts, uncles, whoever's here that knows young men and young women too, encourage them to think about their vocation and their call. Please encourage your sons to consider the priesthood. Why? It's a good question this day and age. Some of you may be thinking in your mind, literally right now, Father, there's no way I'm ever going to encourage my son to do that. For lots of different reasons. But here's some reasons why you could. It's a great gift to the family. It's an eternal gift to the church. And we need priests. We need priests today more than ever. We need courageous priests to preach the truth and the love of God. We need priests who show us the love of the heart of Jesus. Encourage your sons and daughters to follow Jesus with their whole heart. Give, encourage them. Give your whole heart, soul, mind, and strength to Jesus. And when we do that, in any capacity, in any vocation, in any walk of life, Jesus said, you aren't far from the kingdom of God. I'm a son of this parish. Maybe some of you don't know. I grew up here. I grew up in these pews. I'm a son of this parish who became a priest. I grew up here, and because of your prayers, the prayers of this parish, the encouragement I received, I was able to hear God calling me to serve him as a priest. Sister Viviana Lopez, some of you may know her. Her family is, they're members of this parish. And she, I don't know if she grew up her whole life here, but a lot of her life she grew up here. And now she's a religious sister. Because of her parents' prayers and love, because of our encouragement, she said yes to God. She chose to live her life for God. Father John Herrera, also a son of this parish, he's been a priest for just 2.5 years. Whenever he thinks he can tell me what I need to know, I remind him of that. You've only been a priest, though. No. We joke with each other a lot, but what a blessing he is to the church and to the archdiocese. Brother George Hubble, who's been a Benedictine monk, I think, for almost 20 years in Shawnee, Oklahoma. I grew up with him and the Hubbles. They're longtime members of the parish. So we have this beautiful history of vocations from this parish, of religious vocations. And so the question for us is, who will be the next one to say yes? Who will say to the Lord, here I am, I'm coming to do your will? What will inspire all of us to say yes to Jesus, to say yes to the love, the great love he wants to give you? Our prayers, that inspires us, our encouragement of each other, the love and our love for Jesus, that inspires others. This is what inspires us to and helps us to see the face of God. My generation of priests, many of us were inspired by St. John Paul II. And he once said in a talk that he was giving to the world, in this address he was giving while he was visiting the United States, he said, if you are considering the priesthood or consecrated life, do not delay your response. And do not be afraid. And I would say that that's true about the love of Jesus for you. Do not delay your response to that love. Say yes to it with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. Give God everything you are, and you'll find eternal life. You won't be far from the kingdom of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.